Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is June 13th, 2018. It is Relationship Wednesday. I can't believe it's already June 13th, only because I was gone for most of June. But wow, what a great vacation and taking time off, you know, because this is such an inopportune time. It's such a great time to do that, or an opportune time, not inopportune. And, you know, my kids are gone and my time is, you know, different. And wow, what a great break. And I came back so excited. I couldn't wait to be here. I couldn't wait to see everybody in chat, and I couldn't wait to see all the calls line up in the switchboard. It's just, I love the way it all feels in the morning. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for waiting. And oh, I see Francis and Liam in chat already. And yes, I did have a great vacation. Thank you, Liam. I learned on this vacation, they had like all these different lessons and itineraries all day. It was like all inclusive. And I took a beginner's tennis lesson. And apparently everybody that was there already knew how to play tennis. So it was like a beginner's lesson. So I go to take the lesson and it's 87 degrees with about as much humidity. Like you're just walking and your sweat's just rolling down your back. But I went. And I was the only person in that class. And, you know, I'm 56 years old. So I'm thinking, gosh, I wonder how good I am at learning something. Because, you know, as you get older, there's very, and you really realize it when you're there because they have all this stuff available to do. And so I was, I go in and I was the only person and the instructor looked at me and I go, I'm either going to walk away knowing everything or I'm going to walk away with nothing. It's, you know, like a pendulum right now. So either way, he speaks Mexican or Spanish. He's Mexican. He speaks Spanish and he and I speak English and he had enough English in him. He did a great job. He taught me to play tennis. And I found out I have a great backhand. And I don't say I'm great at anything, but I had a great backhand, and I loved it. I absolutely loved tennis. So then I thought, you know how you do one thing and you learn it, and I thought, okay, I still can learn something like that, and I'm coordinated, and I didn't think I would be that coordinated, so they had a salsa dance lesson later in the day. Like a half hour later, and I went, and again, I was the only person to go for the lesson, and I learned to salsa dance. Imagine, I learned to salsa dance, and you can learn. Man, when they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, you can, and I did, and it was so cool. And just, I came back home with these skills I didn't have, and it just made me feel so good that I can learn something like that. And they have such great ways of teaching that they just start at the beginning. And for Relationship Wednesday, I thought, let's start back at the beginning. Let's roll back everything that goes on in relationships, and let's start at the beginning, putting your relationship first. We all know that we want to put our relationships first. We think, well, of course, I'm with that person, or I spend time with my kids. But yet, there's a way of postponing that priority. Because we get busy, because we get stressed, because we feel pressure at work or at home, or our kids are going through things. And we tend to leave the primary relationship, the relationship that started everything, that started the kids, that kept the family, that does all of that, that becomes a relationship that's easiest to put on the back burner, and that's why it gets put on the back burner. But then I asked Christ, well, how do we get around that? How do we do something different? How do we keep our relationships first in the midst of all the chaos? Because we all get why we do it. We all know that as time goes on, the new normal becomes that we put our relationship off. And I can't tell you how many parents I worked with just in my own community alone that by the time their kids got out of high school, they almost had to start at the beginning, getting to know each other again, working each other into each other's lives. As time goes on and you don't kind of download it every day and say, hey, you know what, did this, did that, went here, you know, what can we do better tomorrow? Is there anything we need to do tomorrow? Is there anything you need to do tomorrow? Can I help you? Can you help me? And have that conversation, by the time your kids get out of school or your job gets you where you want to go, you don't even feel like you know the person you're with. And we start hearing things like, oh, my God, we're ships in the night. Oh, my God, I felt like, you know, we were strangers again. Wow, we don't even know what to do when we have time because we haven't spent enough time to know what to do. But how do we work back to our relationships? And how do we learn to live in what's most important today? I know in some countries we get more time off than others. Work schedules are different. In America, it's like you wake up, you're gone. That's it. The ball starts rolling. And hopefully you'll be home for dinner. Hopefully both of you, not one of you, will have time to spend with the kids every day. Or with each other. So how do we get there? So, you know, as usual, and I have to tell you guys, the Christ stories have been crazy. They've been so huge, this influx of exactly like when I wrote the books, but now it's happening verbal. It's happening by me telling other people. And all I feel is happening now is there's just a lot of healing going on. So it's not a mistake that we need to put our relationships first, even if it is just the relationship we are having with ourselves. Because once we are close to ourselves, and I've been writing that all along, I kept posting throughout vacation, I would just have breakfast and my phone worked, you know, and once you hook on and get everything straightened out. But I wanted just, I couldn't help it. I didn't want to just leave and disappear. I just feel so connected to us. I feel so connected to our growth. And it's nonstop in my mind. It's going on all day. It is amazing. By the time I go to bed at night, I can't even encompass, I can't even believe the beauty that has transpired through the day where I could feel it happening. And now it's not just that I know it, but the people I'm talking to know it, and they don't even know me yet. Now they do, but once that particular connection connects, I never can forget the people I've met. It never, there isn't a point of too many. So I thought about that in our relationships. There's never a point of too much time. And too little makes each person feel like the other one isn't prioritizing us or doesn't care as much as we do. And then we retreat, and then they retreat, and then we retreat, and what do you have after that? You don't have each other. But that relationship that we have chosen to have starts with how we treat ourselves. If you take care of yourself, and I know this is going to sound silly, but if you take a shower in the morning or at night, wash your face, brush your teeth, give each other 5-10 minutes before you go to bed. We can all make time to do that because these are the things that Christ said happen when we stay connected, when we say, hey, you know what? You and I are the biggest part of this entire world we've created around us. We have kids who depend on us. We have our own parents who depend on us. Community, school, work. This is our busiest time of our life. But what happens when you make those commitments, when you reaffirm those commitments, is that the energy between you, it accelerates. You're both growing in the same direction. You're not growing apart, but the foundation, because everything needs a foundation. Everything needs watering. Plants, first thing I did when I got home from vacation is I watered my plants because my leaves were looking like, hey, where have you been for a few days? Actually, more than that, but they looked like it. And I ran the water, and I put them in the sink, and I filled them up, and, you know, within 10 minutes, boom, there they were. Because the energy was back. It keeps trust alive without you ever having to talk about trust. I found something out through having seen Christ, through having been in this now for quite a long time, for 16 years, was that there's some people I get to see way more frequently than others. But the love is the same. And it's because the connection that we had, love, that feeling of love that happens in those moments, it never goes away. If I get the pleasure of seeing the person again the next day or the next week or the next year, I just pick up right where I left off. Because the energy we shared was that powerful. The love, the conversation was that real. And that's such an example of how love propels. Anything you do with love, when you look someone in the eye when you talk to them, when you take the extra steps instead of rush through something and say, here, I did it, are you happy now? Or, wow, I took some time to get this done, I enjoyed doing it, I hope it's helpful to you. Which words would you want coming at you? It also keeps us, people by nature need to belong to a tribe. I know we don't call it tribes anymore. That word's starting to come back. There's, you know, a book about political tribalness, about people, the way we need to belong somewhere. You know, you're either from Texas or from California or from, you know, New York, and then we know that about you. And then, you know, you went to this school, and that's another tribe. And then you work at this company, that's another tribe. Your parents at this school for your kids, that's another tribe. But that sense of belonging makes us feel alive because we're connecting. And we forget, that's the next thing that Christ said, was that we need connections. There is not one of us on earth that knows everything, which is why we need each other. That would be the only thing that goes on now, is that, oh, wow, I need this person. They know how to do this. I know how to do that. Together we can build this. And we start thinking like that, and then it makes us think bigger. There's a reason why every one of us doesn't know everything. There's a reason why there are men and there are women, because we need each other, or we would never reach out. But yet, we were taught not to ask for help, that we're stronger, we're better if we don't. Oh, you know, they're so great. They never ask for any help. They never do this. Well, okay. And then as people say that, they feel like they can't, because now it's like a step down. I love being asked to help. I love having the kinds of conversations that I know, had we not had that conversation, we would not have felt as good as we feel now. As simple as these things are, when we overlook them, we've overlooked us, not only ourselves, but each other. And the last thing Christ said was, it's the only way to build strength. We build strength through each other, not by ourselves. We can sit all day, but we have nothing to measure against. We have nothing to look at to say, hey, you know what? I'm better off without this person. Unless that person is hurting you, you probably aren't. Telling your spouse, wow, your life matters in mine. Not even just a quick I love you, but hey, your life matters to mine. Gives that other person the fuel to build a world with both of you. When a man can say that to his wife, or partners can say that to each other, or even an employer says that to you, you will move mountains. And you know it. I know it. I've done it. Just knowing that I matter to someone, I will move a mountain for them. I will give them all the love I have. I will share every minute I can. And then when it gets to be a lot of people, I thought, I don't have the physical time to work with a lot of people like that. How else can I do it? When I'd get all that email and all those inboxes on Facebook, and I got overwhelmed and I was trying to answer everybody, and I thought, there aren't enough hours in the day. Oh, wait, maybe I could do a radio show, and that's what got me to move myself to do the things I'm doing, because I knew people connected with me. They gave me strength. They made me feel valuable. They made me feel wanted. They made me feel cared about. They told me that if I said something to them, that's what they, you know, needed to hear. Can you please answer me? And I was like, how do I do that? But then when you look, you find solutions. You find this radio station, and you think, okay, and you don't even know how long it's going to go or not. And then 4 years go by, and you go on vacation, and you miss them. You don't want to be without them, but you can't, you know, do the show in a hotel room because the walls aren't that thick. And, you know, you think like that because of the connection. That connection. That's how powerful a connection is. When you have children and your child does something, because children are going to do something that's going to make you think, wow, how did I raise them? What were they thinking? And yet, if you don't say, hey, what were you thinking? I taught you better than that. But instead you say, hey, you know what? What was your intention? Because I know when you started this, you thought the outcome was going to be different than it ended up being. They will tell you. I would tell you what I did. I would feel safe to do that. Because they let me feel safe. Because they weren't going to make fun of me. They weren't going to put me down. They weren't going to make me feel bad for being me or making the decisions I made. They were just going to listen. That's how valuable listening is. When we have partners and they come to us, we just kind of want to shoo them off and we want to tell them real quickly, oh, just do this or just do that or, oh, you always have that problem. And then the other person shuts down. Who wants to be told that? But then if you say at the beginning, hey, do you just need me to listen so you can hear yourself think this out? Because that's 90% of the time. They don't need a solution. They don't need you to tell them they're going to be okay. They probably know it, but sometimes we get built up. We get too many things put on top of each other, and we need to download so we can go on. That's all we need. It's really cool how everything we do or have done, we've done before. But when it all piles up and we feel pressure, all we need is a release valve. We don't need to dump it on anyone. But imagine the person receiving it. They are much more willing to listen if they don't feel like they have to fix everything, even though they may initially want to, because that's how we normally correspond. But if you just have to listen, the solutions start to present themselves. If we don't slap expectation on it and slap pressure on it, like, oh, well, we better come up with something because I want to wake up and I want this to go away. That's not going to happen. But just downloading. I remember when I was a kid, I used to work with my dad. My family had a small neighborhood grocery store, and it had a butcher shop in the back and a small deli, because back then, you know, things weren't like bigger than life, and small business was still alive, and we had one. And so we used to go and work. We were six kids. My dad didn't have to hire employees. We were the employees. And our paycheck was dinner, you know, or whatever. But it was funny how it all worked out, because, like, I think of something like that now, and unless you're in, you know, probably a smaller town, it's going to be hard pressed. So either way, I would stay at work with him, and we'd close the store at 9 o'clock, and we would go home. Well, on the way home, my dad would just start downloading, and he'd start telling me about his childhood and about, you know, how much he loves our family. And he would tell me, my God, Nadia, if you needed a right arm, I would give you my right arm. Like, he didn't know how to tell me how much he loved me, how much he cared about us. He had talks with me that healed me later in life without even knowing that he probably doesn't remember the actual talks, but without ever knowing how he was affecting me. I didn't know until I became an adult, but because he took the time to talk to me made all the difference in my entire life. In my entire life. That's how important it is to take the time to communicate. The example of it happening was so blaring that a few years, and this was the craziest part, after I moved to California, there was a big party in Chicago, and I flew back for the party. And I went, and everybody was dressed up, and it was good to reconnect. I had still just come out where my connections were still pretty strong, so strong that if I saw somebody in California with an Illinois license plate, I would drive up next to their car and think I knew them or would know them. And I never did yet, but still, I thought I did because my connection to that area was so strong. So I go to this party, and there I am, and I hear my sister. She's 2 years younger than I am, and the two of us were thick as thieves growing up. And I hear her telling somebody about our dad hitting us when we were little. And I go to her, and I'm like, "Dad never hit us. Why are you telling people that?" And she goes, "Where have you grown up? But back in those days, we used to get what they called whoopings, you know? I mean, it wasn't like he was just walking around hitting us, but we were quite the challenge. There were six of us at the time, four of us, but we were pretty wild, let me put it that way, mildly. We were very wild, and he did. My mom didn't want to hit us. She was so tiny. We were probably bigger than her half the time physically. And so she would say, "Wait until your dad gets home." And then, you know, my dad walks in the door and she'd have to keep her promise so that maybe the next day we would be better. And she would tell him he'd hit us and we'd have to go to bed. And hopefully that was enough punishment for us not to rinse and repeat for the next day. But I forgot about it. I healed from it. Why? Because one of those days when my dad and I were coming home from the store, in the car, one of his talks was, "You know what, Nadia, it hurt me more than it hurt you when I used to hit you guys." And it just, because recently he just had hit my sister for something. I don't remember what she did. She snuck out and did something. And he said, I was about 12 years old, and he said, "But I will never do it again." And he really never did it again. And because he had that talk and he kept his word, I healed. It just left my mind, my memory, my everything to the point where I thought my own sister was lying. So when we kind of did a sidebar at this party, I realized he never had the talk with her because she didn't spend as much time with him as I did. Because I spent so much time with both my mom and my dad, because even when I was little, I was asking the questions I'm asking now, so I guess it's not so crazy that I saw Christ later, now in hindsight, but boy, was it crazy when I did. But the human mind, the soul, all that mattered to me, even then. And I wanted to talk to people, and I only had my parents and my brothers and sisters there less. But those conversations, those connections, those confidences, that trust, that feeling part of my family, that tribe, that extrapolates into every relationship I have ever had since. Those five things: keeping the energy strong, trusting, knowing you belong to a tribe, connecting, build strength. It is just such an amazing way to look at your day. So today, look at your relationships differently. Look at them as being the most important people in your life. Family, spouses, partnerships, work relationships, and go from there and see what happens. You guys, it's time. I love you guys very much. I'll see you guys tomorrow for Dream Theme Thursday. Go ahead and submit your dreams on Facebook or in inbox or through email, however you get them to me, and we'll do Dream Theme Thursday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.